Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Maxi Aids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talk watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call Maxi Aids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code Radio 10. Some exclusions may apply.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, Here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show.
That's right.
The hottest show on the radio from Orlando, Florida. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. We got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. But before we begin, let me introduce you to the players. On to my right, my beautiful wife, the smart one of the family, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for the introduction, Michael. Welcome, everybody, to the September 22nd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're on board.
And to my life, to my left, listen to my life. I can't even talk anymore. To my left, we have the effervescent, the beautiful Sherry Brunn. Sherry, you there?
I'm right here. I've never been called effervescent before. Thank you so much.
Oh, bubbly, effervescent. You are there bubbly, you though.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
And to her left, what can I say about this young man? The very smart and intelligent one here, Rafael Gonzalez.
Thank you so much. That's a great introduction.
Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight, Rafael Gonzalez.
So happy to be here.
And behind the scenes, which Sherry and I can't see, listen to this. They're coming for all of us. Behind the scenes, the producer and the man, without him there's no show. He calls himself, what do you call yourself?
I got my life.
Jose Jimenez.
Right.
Jose, no, his real name is Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. I was just talking about your life, because on your life side, you got Sherry Brunn, so she's on your life side. I thought she was on your left, but she's on your life side, so I understand it now.
She is my life side, my left side, and my right side.
Strong yes, side, yes. Left side.
Listen to me, folks. If you are not listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, then you just don't know.
No.
That's
no,
right.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Hey, folks, hope you call in tonight. Make this the night that you're going to call in, wherever you are. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. I'm going to repeat that again, nice and slow. 407-894-1680. What do you got, Lynn?
Okay, I have a few shout-outs I'd like to do, not too many. I'd like to give a shout out to Sandy at Central Florida Retina. Hi, Sandy. It was nice to meet you last night. And I also like to give a shout out to Abdel Razak Ali, who is the CEO and co-founder of Bonacle. And Abdel Razak is listening from Qatar, Doha, which, if you don't know, is on the Persian Gulf. And also, I'd like to, Chris, join me with this, please.
Yeah.
Yes, we'd like to say something in memory, Chris.
We'd like to send, first, our heart warm felt to the family of one of our very own listeners here, Mr. Keith Kemp, who lost the battle to cancer earlier this week.
Oh.
So Keith Kemp was a dedicated, committed listener and won several times on the show here.
Many.
Yes.
Yeah,
for us here at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, as well as an advocate listener to the station overall. So our heart and our love and heart goes out to the family, to Keith Kemp and the family. We're praying for you and keep pressing.
Thank you, Chris, lost two nice listeners this past couple weeks.
Right. Wow. Last week was Brooke.
Last week was Brooke Evans.
Oh,
Brooke
oh,
Evans,
God.
West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Terrible thing. Yes.
You want to do a brief introduction?
Absolutely, my love.
Okay. Well, reason Rafael is here, in case anybody doesn't know, Rafael is the owner of a company called Primary Care at Home. And Rafael, would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Primary Care at Home, we see patients in their house. Often it's inconvenient time-consuming to be able to transport to a doctor's office. You're surrounded by sick people, and we take care of you in your home. So any type of primary care services, we are available to see you. We do cover a lot of areas, and if you can call and either ask if we're not in a certain area, we can definitely start as well if there's a big need.
Okay, we'll learn more about that and the counties that you're in.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the latest with you, Sherry?
I'm just keeping busy. I'm home. I work from home. I do medical transcription. And I'm still very active in the National Federation of the Blind of Central Florida chapter. I'm a board member now, stepped down from the presidency at long last. And I'm still very involved in Newsline, which is also sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind. And it is a free newspaper, magazine, TV, job service that you can listen to on your telephone or use on your computer, or now you can use it with Alexa and wow. and Google Home.
There you go. Everything Alexa's going Alexa. Everywhere.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Alexa even has about this radio
it
show.
Does.
It
right.
does. I listen to it on Alexa all the time.
Hey, folks, you got any questions? Call in. We'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Oh, let me ask you a question before we even get started. Did you get your white cane coffee?
I did. It's delicious.
I had mine today.
Oh, man, it's fabulous.
Really good.
Today.
If you didn't get it, you should get it. Let me explain to you first why. That's first. Number one, most of the workers that are there, listen to what I'm going to say, are blind. That's right. They're blind. And they have some other workers that are not blind, but they are autistic. Okay? So basically, they have autistic or blind folks as employees. Got it? Second of all, I'll just tell you right now, they make the best, and I mean the best, coffee there is. I'm not mentioning any names, so I'm going to get in trouble. People are going to yell at me again. So I'm not saying, but all I can say to you right now, there's three types of beans, and they use the most expensive bean. They don't use the bean that everybody uses. They use the most expensive bean. It's 100% organic. It's 100% natural. It's single source, and listen to this one. It's roasted daily, which means you're not getting coffee from sitting around for weeks and months. It's roasted daily. So when you place an order, they roast it the next day. It goes out right away. They don't stock anything. It's all roasted daily. Remember the name, White Cane Coffee. And don't forget, when you order it, don't forget it's the discount. When you say radio, get 10% off. Radio, 10% off. Okay, Lynn.
Okay, Michael.
So, what else?
As opposed to rodeo, right? It's radio.
Now, I always say rodeo and radio. Absolutely.
No, but that coffee is unbelievable. I hate to say it, but I'm getting addicted to it.
Uh-oh.
No, I even had the dragon roast.
You had the dragon blend.
Yeah, dragon blend, yeah.
It's really smooth.
Yeah.
So, and I'll tell you something. I like decaffeinated. And you have white cane coffee, the decaffeinated. Trust me, you'll have nobody else's after that. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Bonicle is the new revolutionary Braille reader, the best alternative to existing Braille devices in the size of your smartphone. You can have a full library of Braille books right in your pocket. Use Bonicle with the accompanying apps to learn or teach your kids Braille in the comfort of your home, all for the low price of $499. Pre-order now on www.bonicle.co. That's www.bonocle.co.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Come to Koiwan Hibachi Grill and Sushi Buffet for an unforgettable dining experience. Biggest and best buffet in the Orlando area. Located at 945 West State Row 436 in Altamont Springs, right next to Kohl's. Monday to Friday, only $9.49 from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Evenings and weekend, only $13.99 all day. Includes all-you-can-eat blue crabs. Crave hibachi? We have hibachi your way. And sushi? So many varieties of fresh sushi. Oh, and don't forget the huge selection of desserts. Koiwan Hibachi Buffet. Stop by today. Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible. Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring health care to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way. We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard, Charlotte, Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Lee County. Most insurances cover 100% of our services. Call us at 800-925-1850 or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
How well does your company communicate? Metrolina Association for the Blind is the expert in providing visually impaired clients full access to vital information. For over 30 years, we have been partnering with companies across the nation, creating accessibility, inclusion, and compliance. Let us help your company take its communication tools to the next level. Call today for a quote in Braille, large print, audio, or accessible PDF at 1-800-926-5466 or learn more at www.mabnc.org.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks that are just tuning in, they don't understand what this program is all about. Well, we say we are the... What can I say that you all folks don't know already, all those folks? But for those folks who are just turning in for the first time, we're going to say we're the bridge. That's right, we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. All those folks that are sighted, hope you love the show. Hope you listen. And if you'd like to call in, feel free to. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Lynn, it's
okay,
your turn.
Yes, I would like to introduce our first guest of the evening. First guest on the phone. We have two guests here now with us. But I'd like to introduce Dawn Cordero. And Dawn is the Vice President of Business Development at Metrolina Association for the Blind in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, Dawn.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure.
You know Michael, meet Sherry.
Hi there, how are you?
And Raphael.
Hey, how's it going?
So tell us, Miss Dawn, tell us about Metrolina.
Yes, absolutely. So Metrolina is a nonprofit organization here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our mission is to provide services, tools, techniques for those in our community who are blind or visually impaired so that they can remain active and independent in their life. So that's what we do every day. We've been doing that for 85 years. And on the other side of the agency, we do provide what we call accessible documents. So Braille, large print, audio, and accessible PDF.
So in order to get that service, do we have to live in Charlotte? As far as
No, good question. We actually provide that service to corporations across the United States. So we work with banks, some of the top banks we work with today. We work with healthcare, utility companies, telecom, just a variety of different industries.
So you're telling the audience that if they have a bank that needs help as far as the blind community, they should call you.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, part of what we do every single day is provide accessible solutions for our clients. And so a big part of that is the communication piece. So, you know, if you need to manage your finances or read your medical records, or if you're going to work and you need to access all the communications in your office, whatever it is that you need to access, we can transcribe that into one of our formats, like I mentioned. And then we mail it out to the customer directly.
What about the credit cards? Are the credit cards that you get from the bank, are they in Braille?
Whatever documents that institution has, we can transcribe. It can be mortgage statements, bank records, credit card statements, pretty much anything. So it can be anything from a really complex document to something as simple as a marketing material, a brochure or a flyer. Pretty much anything.
Wow. So hear what she's saying, folks. If you have a bank and you are in, we'll just say Miami, or if you are in Chicago, or you're in Philadelphia, and they don't have what we're talking about right now as far as your bank, let them call Metrolina.
Well, it's other institutions also, correct? Not banks and...
Well, it's other institutions, but we're talking about banks right now. Right now we're talking banks. It's other institutions as well, but right now we're talking banks. Are we correct?
Yes, that's right. And I would just say, Michael, just to be clear, so if somebody is in, let's say, California, and they need to access something from their bank or their medical office or wherever they're at, and the first question is asking that place if they provide it. And if they don't, or that institution is not sure what to do, then the best way to kind of work that out is to either call me directly and I can help them, or pass on our information to that bank or whatever it is so that they can get in touch with us, and then we can walk them through the process.
And if you do it, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. That'd be nice.
That's right.
And I also read that you also have what you call textbook mastering and copy services. Can you explain that?
Sure. So that that part of what we used to do a lot of that when we first started. We've been doing accessible documents for about 32 years now, if you can believe it's been that long.
Wow.
So we really are a pioneer in this area. Yeah. So that's something that was really big business for us back in the 90s. We don't do as much of that today, but we still can, and we do want to explore that, but that's not really the main area of what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume that a lot of our listeners belong to credit unions, small credit unions, and I'm going to assume most small credit unions don't have what we're talking about. Would you say that's true?
I have personally called on a lot of banks. I've called on a lot of different businesses, and I would say that I usually get met with people on the other end who have never heard of this. They're not familiar with it. They're not really sure what to do or how to answer my question when I ask. So, I think there's a lot of businesses out there that really don't know that this exists and that it's something that not only is good service for their customer, but, you know, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act, it's something that they need to offer. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Dawn, so you are an educator, because Michael was, you know, cited not only 10 years ago, and I'm cited. And to tell you the truth, until Michael lost his sight, I wouldn't know about ADA and accessibility and, you know, websites and documents. So you are an educator.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. This is one for the books. This is a true story. We were discussing something, but it was a couple weeks ago, and one of our listeners called me. We were discussing my bank, Wells Fargo. And I didn't know that they have folks where they can give me something that I can go to the ATM machine, and they will give me something. What's it called for your ear? Something they put.
The ear, I don't know.
The earplugs, whatever they call it.
Earbuds.
Earbuds, is that what they call it, earbuds? And I asked my folks at Wells Fargo that I'm friendly with, so how come you didn't mention it to me? I didn't been here for years.
You thought everybody knew. That's
and they said, I thought the answer was, I thought everybody knew.
Right. So that's why.
But wait a minute, there's a punchline here. They still haven't offered it to me. Right. They still haven't offered it to me. After I said it, they still haven't offered it to me. That was a week ago.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of what we do at the agency is education. So we do a lot of public education in our community. So we definitely want to spread the word and get that information out there. And like I said, we're advocates for our clients. So, you know, we don't want to attack these businesses. We just want to educate them and try to help them and make sure they understand what the process is and how to get it started.
Do you have any questions, Sherry?
Oh, I think it's great. And I can think of a lot of places that need to be referred to you. So can you give us just a contact number or...
Yes, absolutely. So I would say that, you know, like I said, you do have the low vision clinic. If you are in the greater Charlotte area or the 46 surrounding counties, we can provide a variety of services to you if you're blind or visually impaired. And then if you do have a connection with a business referral for the accessible documents, the Braille, large print, audio, or PDF, I would say to call us at our 1-800 number, 800-926-5466. Or you can always learn more on our website, which is www.mabnc.org.
And all of this is on our website, yes, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if anybody wants to know, just go up to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and pick up Metro Atlanta, and it's all there.
I have one more question. Do you have blind people that are working for you in this accessibility field?
Yes, great question. We absolutely do. We have several employees that are visually impaired, and they do a variety of different things for us. One of them is a Braille proofreader.
All right. Oh. That's great.
Yes.
If you have any questions, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you're in Charlotte or nearby Gastonia, if you're nearby, call in. And if you don't know about Metrolina, call in now. We can talk to you about it. Maybe we'll have to go there. I mean, let's put it this way. Metrolina, I guess, is like a lighthouse.
Can you tell
a
little bit?
Lighthouse is where I learn how to use my cane, learn how to do everything.
Dawn could tell us a little bit about it, aside from the transcribing.
Yeah. That's. Thank you for bringing that up. So we are very familiar with the Lighthouse. We're a little bit different from them. We are... You know, in support of them, they're a great organization, but we're the way we're set up, we're a low vision clinic, and then we have a variety of different professionals. We have a low vision optometrist, we have rehab specialists, we teach assistive technology, we teach orientation and mobility, we have transportation services, we have caseworkers that will speak to our clients from the very beginning. So there's a kind of a holistic approach where we want to talk to clients in the community and see what their goals are. And then from there, we'll plug in with whatever service or variety of services that they may need. So it kind of really depends on the client and what they're looking for. And we do offer some support group services as well.
Okay. If anybody wants to call in, call in 407-894-1680. Chris, is anybody on the line holding?
Not yet.
Okay, so nobody's calling in. Okay. Amazing. You folks are amazing. Now's the time to call in and ask your questions.
I think it's because Dawn is doing such a good job of explaining everything, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
See, what it is, Mike is holding back because everybody's been calling in asking Mike the questions, and Mike been giving them best answers possible. So now that you're on the line, it's like, okay, well, she's saying everything. I got it. But we do thank you so much, Dawn.
Yes, thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity, and we look forward to continuing to listen to the show.
Well, thank you so much, and don't forget, folks, If you have a business,
don't say goodbye yet.
Yeah, okay. If you have a business near you, and you know of them,
It's great to know. Right. They do the transcribing.
Get a hold of Metrolina and put the two together, because that can help your place of wherever you're going, the bank or whatever business you're involved with.
Well, before you go, Don, we do have someone on the phone line, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. We have our good friend, the one and only Paul. Paul,
Paul's
how you
on
doing?
The line from Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, are you there, Paul?
Hi, Paul.
I am.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, you got a question? I've been trying to get checking account statements in Braille from my credit union, and they do not even seem remotely interested in providing this service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any suggestions at this point?
So you've called in and you've asked them to provide this, and they have, what is their response then?
Basically, the most I get out of them, if anything, is that they don't provide it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and that's really what I met with a lot as well. So, you know, it's a tricky area because, like I said, with the ADA, they really need to provide that service. So I would almost say that maybe you and I could connect offline and figure out a strategy for how to get in touch with this company. Maybe I could try and educate them and let them know what this service is and what it means. You know, if you're not getting anywhere with it, I'd be happy to help you.
Paul, I'll give you one answer.
Paul
should email us, and I'll give him Dawn's
yes.
contact.
Yeah. But I'll also give you one answer, Paul. Whenever you start with somebody on the front line, don't stop. Ask for the supervisor.
Can we have another call?
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is, the first line is the one who will knock you down.
It's not
the
easy.
Second time, you have to go through the supervisor and ask for her manager and keep on going until you speak to someone who has some authority. That's when you start dealing with something that makes sense.
Well, the first step is he brought it up. So, Paul, you email us, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org tonight, and I will give you the information for Dawn, okay?
Yeah, but you're right, Michael. You have to be really aggressive in some of these situations.
Correct.
And sometimes that still doesn't get you where you need to be, so that's why I'd like to kind of talk to you offline a little bit. But definitely, if that's not working, then let's figure out something.
Is that a law, by the
yes,
way?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're kidding. That's a law?
It's under the Americans with Disabilities Act, but the Americans with Disabilities Act can be kind of vague because it says has to be in some accessible format. Well, does that mean you can call the credit union and they'll read your whole statement to you? Is that accessible? To me, it's not, because you're involving another person in your own personal business and your own personal accounts and stuff, even though they're a bank employee.
It's a law, that's a lawsuit waiting.
Thank you for calling, Paul.
Can we make this a lot quicker? Can I just give you my phone number?
Not on the air. If you'd like to give it, Chris, off the air, but we have another caller we have to take before we go to break.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's on the line now?
All right, let's go to one of the great states of the United States of America, and let's take a trip over to the state of Illinois.
Illinois.
And talk with our good friend, Don. Don, how you doing?
Don from Illinois.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
this
is all of you.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi. And Sherry.
Hey.
I have one interesting question. First of all, I'm very surprised that they don't have more of these types of places all over the country, because it sounds like what you have is really, really special. And I guess a question I have is, if a person has lost confidence in themselves and they don't feel like they can actively take care of themselves anymore, what do you do to try to encourage somebody to basically think more of themselves and feel good about themselves? Do you have a special program to where you counsel people to?
So, yes. Yeah, so we, like I said, we're Charlotte, North Carolina. We service 46 counties, whether we go into the home or they come into us. I would say that with clients that we have serviced, I have seen clients go from that area of not having that confidence, you know, isolation, sometimes depression, different things going on with the client, and then I have seen them actually change and transform with different services when they get that independence back. So we have something called Mini Center, which is an eight-week program where you go through with several people from the community at one time and you learn skills, you learn techniques, you learn different things that you can do on your own. And then they have a support group that meets right after each session. So we do provide different services where people can actually learn the skill, but then also have that support piece where they can lean on each other. A lot of times they become friends. They do things after, you know, they come to services at our organization. So there's a
Dawn,
lot of
I have to interrupt, Dawn. We're going to break. I thank you for coming on, Dawn. We'll have to talk again sometime in the future. We're going to break.
Thanks for calling, Dawn. Both Dawns. Dawn
and Dawn. I would like you to contact me off the air. I'd like to talk to you off the air, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn.
Okay.
Call me.
I'm looking forward
to talk to you.
We're going to break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible. Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring health care to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way.
Hey, Lynn, I can't believe this. Primary Care at Home. That's unbelievable. Actually comes to your house? No kidding. Instead of going to the office, Primary Care comes to you. Wow, that's something.
We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard,
Charlotte,
Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Lee County. Most insurances cover 100% of our services. Call us at 800-925-1850 or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And remember, if you're not listening to Blind and Beyond radio show, you just don't know.
No.
Right now, we have a call coming in from Vancouver, Washington. His name is Gabe. Gabe, you on the line, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
Hello.
What?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay. What's happening there in Washington? The state of Washington.
Well, nothing much, but you know what?
What?
You know, I don't know if it's because of climate change or something, because, you know, last year, this time, it was around pretty much the same weather as you are having over there at Orlando, but guess what? It only got up to 62 around here.
Why? Wow. The cold weather's on its way.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm not ready for winter yet.
You're not ready for winter yet.
You're not ready, but we can't wait.
Yeah,
we're looking for it.
Yeah.
How's school, Gabe?
What?
I said, how's school?
Well, school is going really good. This is going to be, how many weeks has it been? It's going to be the fifth week of the school year.
What grade are you in now? Tell the folks what year are you in school.
Well, this is your first time listening and your first time hearing me call in. I go to, get ready for this, I go to the Washington State School for the Blind.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but what grade are you in?
I am in, it's really hard to believe, I know, I'm already in ninth grade.
Ninth grade, wow.
Very good.
Well, thanks for calling in, Gabe. We've got to go.
We got another call, another
We've got to go, Gabe.
We'll talk to you another Sunday, okay?
Stay all well, right. Stay all well, right, talk honey. To you.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Calling, Gabe.
All righty.
You're care. Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's get down to degree.
Okay, now let's talk right now to... okay, what's your name? Well, I'm going to have Sherry Brun talk to him.
Oh, okay.
Because Sherry says to me off the air, Sherry, you said off the air that you want to use his services. That's what you said off the air.
Lynn, you want to tell us where he's from and stuff? Because
okay.
I'll get it wrong.
Yes. Okay, so for those of you who are just turning in, and if you are, shame on you. You should have been here at 7 o'clock. But our studio guest today is Rafael Gonzalez, and Rafael is the owner of Primary Care at Home. For home medical care.
Which means the doctors come to you.
I'm turning it over to you, Sherry.
Okay.
Now let's get down to nitty gritty with Rafael.
Hey, Rafael. First, I'm really interested in learning more about this. So how does this work? Who is it available for? Who can check it out and possibly join it?
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
Sure.
So it's available really for anybody. It's a service that can be either convenient for somebody or for somebody that just is having a hard time leaving their home for various reasons. It could be either lack of transportation. It could be as well for financial reasons. A lot of times we see patients that don't go to the doctor's office because when they get there, the first thing they do is request a copay. Most of our services is 100% covered with the insurances, And if somebody is on a low budget, there is a hardship letter that they can fill out, and it's covered at 100%.
Wow.
Wow. What kind of services do you offer?
We offer primary care. So if any type of primary care that you would go to, everything's the same. We just go to the home. For instance, if somebody perhaps fell or have a swollen ankle or whatever it might be, there is mobile x-ray services that we order that come to the home. They would take a picture. We get the result and then figure out what to do after, along with labs. Routine lab works. There's available at the house as well.
That's great. When people go to you, how long in advance do you have to make an appointment?
Well, we usually, if somebody calls, maximum would be 5 days to come and see the patient. It can be sooner, really, depending on our route, because we are seeing patients every day. And if, let's say, patient Smith joined our family and they're in our route for tomorrow, then we would just put them in for tomorrow. But worst case scenario would be 5 days.
That's great. How many doctors and medical people are kind of involved in this?
Oh, gosh. We have about 14 medical providers right now. We are licensed in the entire state, although we do have some areas that we're not covering as of yet. But if there is either an organization or some type of group living that might be interested, we can start any county with a minimum of 5 patients.
Can you list the, did you write the counties down?
I did.
All right, because I'm sure there's people.
We're not
going
to say it right now.
State.
If they listen to the next commercial, he's on, they can listen to all the counties.
Yeah, I know, but
they can still tell
they
us.
They can still say it.
All right, there's
a
few.
Got them listed.
So we have Orange, Osceola, Seminole, Polk, Hillsboro, Brevard, Lake, Sumter, Volusia, Indian River, Highlands County, Pasco, Lee, Charlotte, and Pinellas right now.
Wow.
Okay, right now, partner, I interrupt you. We're going to go to trivia right now. Trivia time. Trivia time. We got to go to trivia. Then we'll come back to you later. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Just looking at the clock, Sherry.
Okay, so listen to me right now, folks. Listen to the trivia.
This is my song.
No, I'm not
doing
a song. Songs later.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so listen to the trivia, folks. This is what I'm going to say for trivia.
Say it quickly.
Since 1920, there has been a lot of, let's say, things. I'm saying you the word things that have gone by the wayside that are no more.
Women
can used to be very popular. That item used to be very popular. Okay? You call in. Now, there's 5 particular items that we all have in the studio. Got together 5 items. Okay? When you call in with your particular item, if it's one of our 5, you win. But it's got to be part of the 5 that we have. Okay? Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Think about something that's was famous or something very popular since 1920 that is not anymore. You can't find it that much. It may be somewhere, but not like it was when it was big since 1920.
Right, so it could have been popular in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, right around
1970, 80, 90, right up to. But now you can hardly find that particular
item. Give the
number
so they can call.
407-894-1680. Okay, we have come up with 5 items. 2 that everybody will know immediately. 407-894-1680. Can you think of anything that comes to your mind? 407-894-1680. Anything comes to your mind? 407-894-1680. Anything come to your mind as far as?
Help me to understand.
1920s, mm-hmm. 30s, 40s, and right on to now that have disappeared. It used to be very popular, and now you can hardly find it. What am I talking about? There's 5 particular things that we came up here in the studio that's...
Mike.
Okay, so
Mike.
We got some people starting
Chris,
to call in.
No, Mike. Chris has a question.
Mike, I need you. I need you to put your headphones on first. Let's go there. He just going in because you can't hear the callers when they call in.
That's funny.
Okay, fun. Yeah. Explain it one more time while I answer the phone call because I need some more clarification.
Okay, we've come up with 5 particular items.
That have mainly disappeared.
It disappeared. Things that were like very big in this country.
You can't find them anymore.
You cannot find these particular
items.
Things
that were ordinary.
Things that were everywhere.
Everyday ordinary.
It was part of your life.
Right.
Everywhere. Is that correct wording to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Basically. Okay. Basically, everywhere right. You found these five particular items.
Let's take a caller, Mike.
Okay. Question is, okay. Matter of fact, one has different branches. So if you think of one, it could be quite a few things from that one particular item has branches.
Don't give them hints. Don't give them hints.
Well, the only branches that I know are executive branch. Okay. Listen, we got a phone call on the phone line.
Yeah, okay.
Executive branch. What is the other one? Judicial branch?
Judicial branch.
Listen, let's go to Orlando and talk to our good friend, the one and only. She's going to take a lucky guess at this one. Sheila, you there?
Oh, we haven't heard from Sheila in a while.
I am, and I started to say, is the executive branch still around?
Yeah, I don't know, Sheila.
Right.
Hi, Sheila.
Right, that's a good question.
Don't start with politics. It's not politics we're talking about.
Oh, no, I think we should.
I couldn't resist that.
Yeah, no politics, no politics.
Show,
okay, so what do you think? What do you think? Think of something, and I'll let you know it's part of our five that we thought about.
You know, knowing your five, I'm probably not correct, but I'm going to say a phone booth.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one.
That's what Raphael said.
Raphael came up with first. You got it. You got it.
Well, how many? Did she get one? Or?
Only one.
Oh, only one. Okay.
Okay, so you just won yourself, listen to this one, a $10 gift card from Koi One Restaurant. When you want buffet and you want.
Thank you.
Yeah, Koi One is fabulous. Place to go.
Altamont Springs.
Okay. Koi One's a place to go. Koi
right.
One.
Thank you very much.
You're
oh,
more
that's
than
great,
welcome.
Sheila.
Okay, they
Bye.
Got the first one, Bye. The phone booth. The phone booth. Okay. Okay. So, make a long story short, that's one of the five, and
too.
That's the first one that we came up with, the phone booth. But there's four more.
Well, we're waiting for callers. We'll go back to Raphael.
407-894-1680. We'll go back to right now to. There's another one calling in right now. Okay. Koi Wan's a place to go, by the way. If you want Chinese food.
Sounds good.
Hibachi.
Yum.
And they got.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah.
What's that raw fish called?
Sushi.
Yeah, sushi.
I don't eat raw.
It's not all raw.
No, it's sushi and hibachi. Oh, and listen to this one, folks. If you are blind and you go there, if you call ahead and ask for Paul, they will have someone to take you around that's sighted.
Yeah, wasn't that nice?
That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem. Because I love the hibachi. Oh, my God. The food there is fabulous. And it's not expensive either.
All right. I got another.
It's all you can eat, by the way. All you can eat. Yeah, what?
I have another call on the phone line, and we're going to take this trip down I-95 southbound, past West Palm Beach, almost at the bottom, but not right at the bottom, to Miami, Florida. And we have the one and only Angela on the phone line. Angela, how you doing?
Hello, Angela.
Angela.
Oh, I'm fine.
Hi, Angela.
Angela.
Sherry,
are you from Miami Beach?
Miami Lakes, Florida, yes.
Oh, Miami Lakes, good.
Do you have the manual typewriter on your list?
Oh, that's a good one.
The manual typewriter.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, it's not on our list, but it's a good one.
Okay.
No, she can't win. No.
Oh, that's sad.
It's not on our list. It's not on our list.
Oh, brother.
Not on our list.
Oh, Angela, that's so
all
good.
All right, well.
It's not on our list.
Again.
No,
darn.
It's
a good guess. You're more creative than we are, Angela.
Okay.
Sorry.
You know what? Wait a minute, Angela. To be fair, because I'm going to be yelled at.
That's not right.
You can have another try. One try, Angela.
What else, Angela? There's something related to what we were talking about.
Angela.
What else, Angela? Make another guess.
I think she hung up.
Oh, gee. Well,
she hung up.
We lost Angela.
Yeah, okay. So I got another call. Let's go take a trip up to 95 over to 10, over to 275 to Indiana, Clint, Indiana. Oh. And we have our good friend, Clint, John Stroop. Clint, John, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
From Indiana. Okay, so Indiana. Can you mention one that's on? It has to be on R5.
How about a typewriter?
No, she just mentioned it.
But
you have another
and
shot.
And you can still get electric typewriters.
Yeah, right.
So pardon?
You can get electric typewriters still. So, but you, I don't
you have
know
another. You have one shot, one more shot, because I gave the same shot to her and others, but she hung up. So
well, I have no idea other than that one. That's a manual typewriter. There's no manual typewriter.
Right, and that was her guess.
No,
and we
that wasn't on R5.
But there's. I'm going to give you a hint.
I'm going to keep thinking.
There's something really close to the first item we mentioned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, the only thing we got, there was one out of five was a phone booth.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. a rotary dial phone.
There you go. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from McDonald's.
All right.
Okay.
Congratulations.
You got a rotary phone. There you go.
Congratulations. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
You got to give your name and phone number over to Chris. Well, you got to give it again because he doesn't keep them all.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. That's Indiana on the line. Anybody else on the line? So you got two out of the five so far.
Well, we talked about typewriters, but we didn't talk about manual ones.
No, we never put that on the five. There's many things you can talk about. That's not there anymore.
Yeah.
The horse and buggy, too, but the bottom line is that's not on our five. And that's before 1920.
Yeah. It's nice that had a call from Miami. Where was she from? Miami Lakes?
Miami Lakes. Yeah,
she hung up before I was going to give her another shot.
I know Angela.
Oh, you know Angela?
Yeah.
I was going to give her another shot. You heard me say it to her, but she hung up before I said it. Okay, so who's on the line?
Actually,
no, he's talking to John.
Want to talk to Raphael some more?
Yes.
Let's see, I'm trying. So what do we do if someone wants to contact you, get involved, or has questions?
Good question.
Oh, absolutely. So you can either call us. We have an 800 number, and it's 800-925-1840. Or they can go on our website, primaryathome.com, or they can email us at info@doctorsah.com as well.
It's also on our website, correct? All that's on our website.
Yes,
so if you look up blindandbeyondradioshow.org and look up.
And can you tell quickly the kind of services that you offer?
Well, we offer primary care.
I know.
A lot of issues that are happening lately is hospitals, hospital admissions, emergency departments. Unfortunately, it's easy to go to the emergency room. You call the ambulance, they pick you up. There's no copay. It's covered at 100%. However, it's a fact, 15% of the time you get out, go back home, you catch something else. Either a disease, something. So our job is to keep our patients out of the hospital as much as possible.
I see you treat diabetes, congestive heart failure, mm-hmm. pulmonary disease, hypertension, and of course you do laboratory testing for diagnostic purposes.
Here's a question. I have many blind parents who have sighted little children. Mm-hmm. Do you do pediatric stuff?
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow, we do have what's more common with the under 65 is the Medicaid insurance, and we do take Medicaid patients, and that is covered at 100%.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So if you want to call right now and ask Raphael any questions, feel free to do it now.
407-894-1680.
If you want to call, ask Raphael right now. 407-894-1680 if you're in the state of Florida. And like he said, if he's not covering your area right now, call him. Maybe get five people gets on board with a new area. So feel free.
Hey, we're getting ready to go to break.
Yeah, they call at the top of the hour and hold on, too, if they'd like to talk to him as we come on the other side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as we get ready to take the break, I got a question that's been brewing in the pot that I want to ask, but we'll get it later.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget.
It's brewing.
Wait till you get my age.
It's brewing in the pot.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We've got another hour to go. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.